Good morning, world. Good morning, everybody. It's time to do some fun waking up and everything with the Good Morning Show.
Yeah, we're here for you.
James and Katrina here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your day out there. We're going to kick things off with our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How about for yourself?
We're doing good over here, Paul. Enjoying these temperatures, and I think we're going to be enjoying the temperatures for the next couple of days here. Mm-hmm. Things are warming up.
Yeah, certainly warming up here with the temperatures. Still, at least well in the 70s to 80s, kind of like 7 to 10 days kind of outlook, keeping us in that pocket. And looks like we're still going to see with that kind of smoky haze over us here today and probably tomorrow, too. And kind of could be still dealing with that beyond that here with that those Canadian wildfires, mm-hmm. keeping that up in the atmosphere. So may have noticed that smoky sunrise this morning. I even noticed a little bit of a reddish tint to the moon this morning when I got up early.
Yeah, I saw that too. It was kind of cool looking, actually.
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool looking. Yeah, definitely. And it still looks like we're going to be on our way up to about 84 today with a mix of clouds and some of that hazy sun, just a spotty shower chance this afternoon. But otherwise, tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s, and then looking at some hazy sun Thursday, upper 70s, northeast winds 5 to 10. 47 Thursday night, upper 70s, some hazy sun Friday, warming up to 83 Saturday and Sunday. All in all, looking like a pretty quiet weekend, and not much chance for rain in that forecast looking ahead into next week even. Just some more highs up in the low to mid-80s Monday and Tuesday with sunshine and high pressure sitting over us here throughout next week as a look ahead. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Appreciate the updates, Paul. Thanks so much for that. Looking forward to hanging out again tomorrow. We'll talk more then.
Excellent. Sounds good.
Have a great day.
You guys too.
I appreciate it. Best in the business, Paul Trombley and the gang over there. Appreciate hearing from him. Mm-hmm. We got a good show lined up for you, everybody, in just a little bit. Katrina and I will do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And after Melissa's news, we're going to have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday
It's Wednesday.
Good friends over at Quality Plus Printing. We'll wrap up the show talking a little family natural foods. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. You got about an hour before they open their doors.
Yep.
Get your list ready.
Get that list ready, but we're not there yet.
But we are looking forward to that. And as a side note, be sure to join us today from 3 to 4 with Midday Magazine, its new time slot from 3 to 4. Spread mm-hmm. the word about that, everybody. We're going to kick off the hour joined by Katrina and Affie.
Yeah, Affie's going to join us, which I love having our staff on because, one, they get to just like experience doing something different, getting mm-hmm. out of the store, still representing the store, but you get their perspective. And you know, I remember people coming into the store and just wanting to hear my dad's perspective, but our staff is amazing. They're so knowledgeable. And I love when people can be like, oh, I heard you on the air and now connect mm-hmm. with them more. So,
you all have done a really good job of not only bringing in wonderful people with a great vibe mm-hmm. and aura to them and everything, but who have a knowledge in certain areas and it really brings it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to hanging out with Affie and you a little bit later. That's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. We are also looking forward to hanging out with Kim Shields, our good friend from Encourage. She is going to be bringing in Guadalupe, mm-hmm. Autumn, and Kira, some scholarship recipients. Then we're going to be talking with them about those scholarships and how they receive them, and more and more about Encourage. We're looking forward to that. Awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Always good information with Encourage.
Now, interestingly, this is the first time all season since the start of the season that I can say this: no Rafter game tonight.
What?
The boys get a night off, everybody.
Oh, good job,
guys. Get a night off. All right. And they
deserve
have earned it. Yes.
Yeah.
It was a trying season. We were 2-5 at one point in the mm-hmm. season, and it did not look very promising to some out there, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But those of us that have been following the Northwoods League and those of us diehard Rafter fans, mm-hmm. I think we understand how this goes. It usually starts that way.
Yep.
There's very few seasons in my memory that the Rafters started out 10-0 or something like that.
Yep.
You got new people. You got a whole new chemistry that's got to get built.
Yes, exactly.
So you get the airs down, and all of a sudden you're going to start seeing the hits go mm-hmm. up and the score go up. And mm-hmm. sure enough, your Rafters dominated the Chinooks last night. Mm-hmm. 6-1 victory. They out-hit the Chinooks 8-6. They committed one error. One air.
Okay.
And 6-1. I'm telling you, that's the magic in this is, you know, and it's not just with the rafters, it's baseball 101.
Sure.
You knock down the airs most of the time, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
The rafters' bats have woken up, the arms are warm and ready to go, and this day off couldn't come at a more better time.
Yeah.
Coming off a win, and the rafters are in first place in the division.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
Nice. This comes down to coaching. This comes down to a lot of determination, too.
Mm-hmm.
So great job by them. It's a long season. Mm-hmm. We're only in the first part of the first half of the season. So
which is great, because that means we can go see the rafters throughout the whole summer, which is so exciting. It's great to support our community and those young men that are doing awesome things.
Yeah. Big shout out to all these players, all the coaching staff, and certainly to the host families.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate all them.
How does this work? Because I'm not sure. How does it work with some of the people that were there last year will come back, right? It's like a small percentage, and usually it's like, is it like 34? Like, do you know how many?
Around there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good percentage.
Okay, because I was just curious if there's that still reoccurring people that were there from last year. But
so say there's a kid who comes here last year and knocks it out the park. He has a great average, great season, and he goes back to college. Maybe he gets drafted by an MLB team.
Okay.
And now he's under contract with them. So then they decide where he's going to go play for their AAA team or something like that.
Okay.
Whereas I'm a college player, and I'm still looking for that MLB, getting drafted or trying to up my draft stakes so that when the MLB draft comes up, they'll pick me. So I come to the Northwoods League to better my stock, to show my stock is worth this and everything. And so maybe I had a good experience with the rafters, so I'll come back to the rafters. Or I like the Northwoods League and there's not an opening for me with the rafters, so I'll go play with the Booyah or somebody like that. I mean, and then the Rockers or whatever, you know. That's usually how this works. For the most part. So never are you going to have the same team every season.
Yep, that makes sense.
And you just don't know. Also, because we're getting these kids, like they're coming off the diamond playing in the College World Series, a lot of them, and coming right here, not missing a beat.
Yeah.
And some of them are kind of like they're here and then they got to go back to school, or an MLB team has drafted them and they're going to go play for them, or have another commitment, so they can only be with us part of the season. I can't imagine what it's like coaching.
Yeah.
When it comes to this and how well that does it. Just such a huge shout out to certainly our coach, but all the coaches out there in these divisions and how they do. Again, the Rafters had the day off. They improved to 9-6 on the season and first in the Great Lakes West Division. They have a much needed day off here. And on Thursday, they have a 2-game series with the Kalamazoo Growlers at Witterfield. First pitch at 6:35. Our pregame will start at 6:20 for both of those games. If you can't make it to the ballpark, join us right here for every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter Baseball, where it belongs, right here at WFHR.
That's great.
Roll Rats! That's fun. It's awesome. Be sure to join us this Thursday at the ballpark. It's a special night there. We have the United We Can event going on tomorrow. This is a great opportunity for you to put back into your community, to take in some great baseball, some great weather, it's sounding like, thanks to Paul. Appreciate that, Paul. Thank you for giving us good weather. and most importantly, to help each other. Strangers helping strangers, oftentimes.
Yeah.
You bring a non-perishable food item, you get in the running for rafter tickets and the river raft mat. But most importantly, you are showing that, hey, I'm here for my community. I'm here to help my community. Somebody out there struggling, we got you. That's what we do. That's what Americans do. That's who we are. We're going to help you. We're going to get you. It's not a handout. It's a hand up. And that's a big part of what United We Can is about. Encourage you to join us at the ballpark, take in some baseball, bring a non-perishable food item. Maybe you can help me judge. No, you can't help me judge.
You're a judge.
I'm a judge.
Oh, she roped you in again.
It's the hardest thing I do every year.
I know,
maybe,
right?
Sort of, not really.
That's but good. Good job, Terry, getting him.
It is. I lean into it. I'm exaggerating a little bit. But it is actually difficult for me to decide between these. They're all really good.
The more you do it, the more you'll just skip to be, you know, it'll just be like, yep, this is it this year. But this is great. I'm excited to find out what you judge and what's the winners, you know.
Looking so forward to it and appreciate all the teams that are a part of this and every one of you that is going to join us at the ballpark. Thank you for stopping down there and joining us for some great Rafter baseball, promoting the United Way and this United Weekend event, and certainly helping the Hunger Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
I'll focus all the great groups of people around here doing such good, important, vital work in our community. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We will come back and do some celebrating with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. A lot more fun coming up with Katrina and James on the morning show at WFHR. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Thank you to the Fab Four setting us up there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do some celebrating and let's talk about our good friends over at Misty's Menu, where you should be treating yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Celebrate with our good friends at Misty's. If you're celebrating a birthday, get on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know it's your birthday. Boom, just like that, you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
So easy. Just have to celebrate a birthday.
It's good stuff, too. We encourage you to get us more birthdays and anniversaries as well. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook as well. Just like our Facebook page and send us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. A good morning to our friends out in Sweden who reached out to us recently.
Yes. Hello.
We appreciate them. Guten Tag? No, that's not it. But yeah, we appreciate that.
You got to learn it so then like you can actually give them a proper pronunciation.
We've been joking about that. We've been joking back and forth a little bit about that, about starting to incorporate a little more of the Swedish language and the Finland languages and different things in there. So
right, because you have Finnish and Swedish.
Yes, so we'll see how that goes. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. Katrina, you don't have to work this morning. I only have one name on our list.
Oh my goodness. Everybody, come on. Get your names in. Because I want to be put to work.
Yes.
I really do.
She's a hard worker. We want to make her work on these. So
yes.
Just one birthday to celebrate today. We wish a happy birthday to Bill Carter.
Happy birthday.
Bill, enjoy your day. We hope it is a great one for you. And a big thank you to whoever got us Bill's name. Thank you so much for sending that to us. So now we take a look at our celebrity list. And taking a look right out the gate, Lucy Hale is 34. She's Aria on Pretty Little Liars. She was also in the Truth or Dare movie and in Riverdale spinoff. Okay.
Nice.
Let's see here. J.D. Martinez is 40. Former U.S. Army soldier who suffered severe burns on 40% of his body in Iraq. He went on to be a motivational speaker, got a role on All My Children, and won the 13th season of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow.
He's a heck of a human being.
Yeah. I mean, that list right there shows it, too.
I didn't know about the Dancing with the Stars thing. I heard about him going into the acting world and in the All My Children thing.
Yep.
I didn't even know that he'd been on Dancing with the Stars. That's interesting. He has been a big motivation for a lot of actors out there. Whether you like it or not, you have to focus so much on your appearance as an actor. If you've seen me in public in the wild, you understand that I have, for one, no fashion sense. And for two, don't care to have any fashion sense. I do my thing. I like to do the comfortable casual kind of thing while also trying to seem at least a little professional.
Okay.
A little bit, you know.
Is this like a call for needing to put you on one of those shows of like
the
makeovers?
That's a good bit. That would make a good story. I'll do that.
That'd be fun.
I'd be all in on that.
I mean, you'd
I'd
be into
that.
It for like a month, and you'd be like, back to the normal, everyone.
I'd feel so bad for those people, though. That the people that would have to redesign, like, I don't know if they would ever have a bigger challenge than me.
I don't think so. But, it's not true. But that could be fun.
But part of the reason I am that way is because so much of my career is focused on my appearance when I go into an audition.
Sure.
When I go into an audition, I am dressed differently. I am looking a little bit differently because it's so valued on our appearance.
Yeah.
You could be the strongest actor in the world, but if they don't like the cut of your jib, then you ain't getting that role.
Yeah.
I have lost roles because of my height, because I'm too tall. I've lost roles because I'm too I'm not tall enough.
You're not tall enough, and you're how tall right now?
6'1".
Okay, yeah.
I've had roles where I've lost because my nose is crooked. a little crooked, these kind of things. So all this stuff plays in your brain as you're going into an audition. And to be Mr. Martinez here with burns on 40% of your body and serving our country as he did and all these different things, to go into these auditions with confidence and strength like he does.
Right.
I'm just as impressed by that as many other things, and obviously very, very thankful for his service, especially for those that don't know. Today is Army Day. It's a national, it's the birthday of our Army. Well, I believe it's the birthday. I know it's Army Day on our national day of calendar. I'm not sure if it's the Army's birthday or not. I believe. But look, I'm a little more into that. Diablo Cody is 45 today. Academy Award winning winner. Academy Award winning winner. She wrote Juno, that movie came out some years back. Classic. Great movie. Great movie. She's also created a couple of shows and been a part of a handful of other things, too. She's got a great career going and a very unique style of writing. She writes the way she talks. So in Juno, the lead character that Elliot Page played, very talk just like Diablo Cody talks. When she won her Oscar, she went up there. You got the idea. Oh, this is, it's just her. It's that kind of thing.
Yes.
I really enjoy her voice. She has a very unique voice and a very unique writing style. Steffi Graf is 54. My God, Steffi Graf is 54. Tennis star. Back in 1993, when Monica Seles got stabbed during her match, the guy who stabbed her did it because he was so obsessed with Steffi. This built a bond between Monica Seles and Steffi Graf, where there wasn't necessarily one beforehand. And it's interesting because I think that that set a this coward that did that to Monica Seles, one of my favorite athletes of all time. I loved watching Monica Seles. I was a big Steffi Graf fan too, but that hurt. She was something, and to see that happen, and nowadays I don't think it would shock us as much as it did then.
Like,
that was incredibly shocking. That coward does that, and I think like set into motion female tennis players being on each other's side a little bit more.
You definitely have seen that more in the last like 10, 15 years.
I think that it's not a coincidence you see that. You see the rise of the Williams sisters. You see a lot more of inclusion, and not only in tennis, but of them looking out for each other. They're still as competitive as get out.
You get the game started, it's going to be competitive. Before and after, it's, you know, very like... just showmanship.
But now the Chris Evert against Martina Navratilova and this battle, like it was Red Sox Yankees and this kind of stuff, it's not as bad as it was. It's not as much of that anymore. And I think you haven't lost any of the competitive edge, but you have a little bit more of a sport that more people are coming to. And thank goodness for that, too, because the men's American game has not been there. We have had no representation on the men's side with American tennis. I mean, we've got some good tennis players, but when it comes to the rest of the world, we haven't been representing. Thank goodness for the Williams sisters and some of the Americans that we... As a homer like I am, where I love rooting for Americans, I'm a little biased about this. But Steffi Graf, one of the greatest tennis players of all time, no argument. Great career, amazing career. Yasmin Bleeth is 55 today. She was on Baywatch and a couple of other shows. What was she? Yasmin Bleeth was on something else too that I can't think of, but she had a couple of hits there in the late 90s and early 80s. Just I can't think of what else she was in. It'll come to me. Boy George is 62.
Wow, 62, really?
62 for the chameleon, for Comma Chameleon.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Right.
You talk about being ahead of the game.
Yes, definitely.
Whatever you think of Boy George, whatever your opinion of him or his music or any of that or anything, like way ahead of the game when it came to this is who I am.
I'm going to show who I am. This is it.
And at a time where, for all the crazy clothes and for all the craziness of the 80s, there was still a lot of homophobia out there. We saw, if you didn't see it beforehand, you saw it as soon as HIV and AIDS became a household term. And all of a sudden there was this fear and this concern about those things. And Boy George was kind of like still putting himself out there throughout all these things, mm-hmm. and with all the stereotypes and all that negativity that came with that, and still being right out there in the forefront long before there was RuPaul and a lot of these others that mm-hmm. that nowadays, I'm not making light of anybody that comes out or that is themselves out in the open like that.
Yep.
I don't know what that's like. Mm-hmm. My stuff I wear on my sleeve. Mm-hmm. I'm Jewish, I'm Italian, and these mm-hmm. things, you know when you see me. Mm-hmm. You, if you wanted, there are parts that you can hide from these things, mm-hmm. whereas they don't. Mm-hmm. The personality is more more so, here I am, accept me as I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot more common now than it was in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. It's noteworthy that he was doing this mm-hmm. and what he did. Not to mention he was a great musician, like a very talented musician mm-hmm. that he never seemed to get credit for that or anything.
Yeah.
His composure, his songwriting, mm-hmm. A lot of that. Had more hits than anybody out there listening had,
but yeah.
And more hits than I had.
Yeah.
Let's see here. One more birthday for you. Marla Gibbs is 92. Florence the Maid on the Jeffersons and Mary on 227. Marla Gibbs would give you a look. Like, she'd give George Jefferson a
mm-hmm.
look
yep.
that had no words attached to it. There was nothing. Well, it's not in the script, but it is her signature thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great actor, and I really liked a lot of her work growing up. But to me, it was all about this look that mm-hmm. she would give, this disapproving look
yep.
that even though she wasn't looking at me, I would feel.
Good, right? Acting right there.
Yeah, yeah. She's a great actor. Real, really good character actor. She was a lot of fun. And that is going to do it for our list. So we do want to one more time wish a very, very happy birthday to Mr. Bill Carter. Enjoy your day, Mr.
Happy
Carter.
Happy day.
Mm-hmm. And encourage you to get us more birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Keep them coming. Get them to us. We want to celebrate with you. And we want you to celebrate with our friends over at Misty's. Get on over there. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Time for Melissa's News on Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally Grown Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to pull out a piece of cardboard, mm-hmm. and I want to start breakdancing right now.
Well, there's maybe some cardboard in the back.
I'm not exaggerating. I can't tell you how badly. I'm going to be honest with you in the audience. We are doing something at Second City with our students where we're incorporating some more dance with this particular class
mm-hmm.
because we have a couple of students that are coming in from it with a choreography background
cool.
and are going to be going into dance over in New York.
Nice.
So we've been doing a little bit more of that. So I've been practicing a number of my old school breakdancing moves.
Yes.
And somebody's still a little more flexible than they realize. I can still move. I'm very proud of this.
I am not gonna
shy away from this. I am very proud that I can still do some breakdance moves.
I'm gonna find some cardboard, I think.
I don't know that anybody, for one, would know what I was doing if they saw me breakdancing.
They'd be like, it's a seizure.
Yeah, exactly. They call it, are you okay? Are you okay? Somebody call for help. There's something wrong with this poor young man. And two, I don't know if anybody would be impressed with doing it, but I am very proud of it.
Well, you're right, because you can do it.
I am really happy about it. I look forward to that. Now, Katrina, you did some work here in the break that I really appreciate you doing.
You know, it's for our Danish and Finnish friends.
Yes.
We just want to say hello to you in a proper way because we kind of like joked about it, but
yeah.
then we had no context. So,
yeah.
You know, thank you, Google. And mm-hmm. I'm probably going to say it wrong. But to our Finnish friends, haiva humanta. Haiva humenta.
Haiva humenta.
And that is good morning.
Yeah.
And then to our Swedish friend, in Danish it is halla, which is hi.
Halla.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
So I'm sorry if I said it wrong, but...
Yes, we do apologize. I
apologize. You should call in.
Yeah.
And you should talk to us. Give us like 5 of your favorite words and we could try to start using them. But yes, good morning.
We may do a pre-recording with one of the ham radio operators out there in Europe.
Yes, that
just
be
a little,
so fun.
That's just between us, everybody, okay? You don't have to spread the word about that, but it's something I've been working on behind the scenes here a little bit. Now we're going to try to pull that off. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really helpful knowing a little bit of the language. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Hi vala humenta. And then hala.
Hala, mm-hmm. Which is great. It's very similar to the American hala.
Right?
It's a little similar. I like
that. If you just want it simpler in Finnish, you could do hi. Hi is hi.
Mm.
It's H-E-I. But
nice.
That's hi in Finnish. So if you want it a little bit more simple, that's your lesson for the day, everyone.
Yeah. And beautiful language.
Yes.
Beautiful language. I am very biased about this because I'm obviously not only Italian, but I grew up hearing Italian mm-hmm. a lot. I love the Italian language, but it is exhausting. Mm-hmm. It is exhausting. There are a billion words for hello. There's 9,000 words for goodbye. And if you are upset, there are 19 billion words for being upset. Like it's a crazy language.
And you didn't even talk about the body language.
Right, yes. You're so right about that. There are certain movements that American Italians mm-hmm. do that you will not do in Italy. You mm-hmm. do not want to do in Italy. Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Right.
You know, it's a fun language. In all, like, I don't know of a bad language. Like, I can't think of it. Every language has its beauty to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the funnest one to me to see the diversity in is German.
Oh, yeah.
Because German, like, hearing a bit of German growing up and everything, mm-hmm. and Russian too, very similar
yes.
to this. But hearing, you know, I can remember an aunt telling me "I love you" in German, mm-hmm. but it sounded like she was yelling at me.
Yeah,
like it sounded like she was. But it's so much about tone because mm-hmm. I've also heard people talk German like in a love language, mm-hmm. and it's beautiful,
yeah.
like the way that it just flows and everything.
Mm-hmm. It's got a bad rap, I think, but I agree. It's a very beautiful. Every language is beautiful, and guten Tag to our German friends
yes,
out there.
Yes.
But you know, it's a beautiful language, and I think it just has its bad rep. Like French has the like romance and the like more of the people talk about that. But every language has their own beauty to it. It's just in a different way. And plus, I give so many people credit that know 3 or 4 languages. Mm. Where here in the U.S. we know 1, and then we can say hi in a couple other ways, right? Like, wow.
It's all broken. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you hear me talk every day, everybody. You know, I have broken English. Like, the English language I'm not a master of even, let alone any of the others. Everything I know, whether it's, you know, I know a little Swahili, I know a bit of Italian, mm-hmm. know a little bit of Hebrew, all of it's broken.
Mm-hmm.
It's just insert broken before each one of those terms. And my cousin, this is interesting, being Army Day as it is, my cousin Michael, shout out to him, he has been serving our country for, I want to say, almost 20 years now, and he's a linguist. And he knows, the last I remember, 9 different languages.
Mm, that's a lot.
He's impressive. Shout out to you, Michael. Love you. I hope you're doing good out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. It's Melissa Kay. I just had to call in and mention indigenous languages, and I'm so happy that our highway department is starting to put that up on our road sign.
Cool.
Saw an opening there, didn't you, Melissa? Nicely done.
I did.
Oh, I like it. Uh-huh. Good job. And you're so right about Melissa. We've talked about it before. We're really, really proud to be in a state mm-hmm. that is embracing this and that mm-hmm. is working really hard to keep this language alive.
Yes.
I think that Latin is a really beautiful language. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's maybe a handful of people that are still studying it and mm-hmm. everything, but it just it has no place in society really anymore. It doesn't really have a lot of purposes mm-hmm. or anything. I don't want to see any language go away,
mm-hmm.
let alone one where if I'm just speaking for myself, I feel we owe this to the native people mm-hmm. of this country.
Absolutely.
To keep these
languages. Yeah, it's the history of our land.
Yeah.
And I've been up north, like in the Bayfield area, and they've been putting on hiking trails, like by birch trees, what it means, like what the birch, like the name would be in their native
mm-hmm.
language.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so cool. And I hope that we start doing things like that around here, whether it's a hiking trail or like you're saying, Melissa, on the highway signs and things like that. I think it's wonderful.
It was a great note, Melissa. Appreciate that. I'm not sure if Phil can call in while you're on the phone or not, so I got to let you go. But I appreciate you calling in, Mel. Thank you.
Yep. Great show, guys. Keep it up.
Our head of news, Melissa Kay, right there. Always
She's
working.
She's so good.
She's always working.
She's like, oh, how can I get this in? Tomorrow, it's probably going to be on her her news. You know, she'll be talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. We're looking forward to it. Good to talk to you, Melissa. Have a great morning. We are joined every Wednesday by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Phil Hartley and the gang joins us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James. How are you?
We're doing good. How are you doing over there?
Yeah. Another bright, sunshiny day. Life is good.
Mm-hmm. Right on, right on.
You guys must be having a busy day. I couldn't get through.
Yeah. I appreciate you sticking to that, though, Phil. Thanks a lot for calling it up. Phil, every Wednesday you bring us a wicked awesome word. What do you got for us today?
Okay, the wicked awesome word, it sounds simple, but it has a very deep meaning. So we're going to go with this. It's sonder, S-O-N-D-E-R. It actually has a couple different meanings, but the one I like is the realization that each random passerby is living a life as vivid and complex as your own.
Mm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that is good.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Twilight Zone little thing, you know, background noise.
Yeah.
But yeah. I guess having that feeling like, you know, you're in somebody else's shoes or you know, when you're having a hard day and someone gives you a hard time, you think of, woe is me, but then you don't realize, well, you know, what they're going through, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's that little wake-up call of, hey, everybody has something going on, and sometimes we got to take our time to see what that is, you know?
So off-air, Katrina and I were pre-gaming and talking a bit, and in our conversation, perspective came up and how important that is. And it's I really think the older you get, one of the best friends you can have is perspective.
Yeah.
And understanding that, boy, am I having a crummy day. Mm-hmm. Boy, this day is going bad. Mm-hmm. For one, I'm still here. Mm-hmm. That's a win.
Yep.
And there is always somebody that's got it worse. There is always somebody who is having it rougher out there. No matter how bad you think you got it, there is somebody else out there. And the other part of this, too, because I'm not a big fan of that. I don't like leaning on other people's misfortunes to make yourself feel better. Yeah. Right. Chances are you've had a worse day and you're still here. You're still here. You can take this. Mm-hmm. However bad that day is, you got this. Mm-hmm. You can handle it. You've handled worse.
Yeah,
move forward. Take the next step. You know, decide what that is. And then do, you know, and take that next step to make it, you know, life a little better for you or for others, obviously.
To our Wisconsinites out there, embrace your Wisconsinism. Forward. On Wisconsin. Forward. Yeah. Yes. Embrace that. Leaning into the audience here, Phil. Leaning into it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. I have it written up over my my computer. Move forward.
Yes. How did you come across this one, Phil?
So, again, I think this is one of the ones I get a list in front of me. So sometimes I remember where I got them, and sometimes I don't. But this one, I think I was just scanning out for words, you know, words that weren't used a lot, but had a good meaning, and this one came out for me.
Phil, we're always encouraging people to go to you guys with all your printing needs. If you can think of it, they're going to try to do it over there. Go ahead and test them. Go ahead and give them your ideas and give them, especially as we're getting ready for summer and you got picnics or family get-togethers. You know, go over there, get a bunch of T-shirts for everybody, or get a bunch of flyers for everybody so you can have the, you know, let others know. Garage sales. I'm sure that they can help you out with signs for those things over there. It's a great idea, great way to get. Catch some attention so more people come to your spot. But one of the things I was wondering, Phil, have you guys been working on like shirts and stuff for yourselves for Quality Plus Printing? Because I'd wear a Quality Plus Printing shirt. I think that'd be pretty cool.
There's one coming your way now.
All right.
You know, our color is, we got a little niche color of it's a lime color, but it's called Shocking Lime.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Shocking Lime.
So you guys have been working a little bit on that. I was just curious.
See? Next time we order some more, we'll have a Shocking Lime shirt coming your way.
That's cool. Was it fun coming up with... I hadn't thought about this really, Phil, especially because you hit the ground running with this business. You, your wife, your team over there, just it feels like you opened your doors and immediately were flooded with people, and which is great. That's awesome. That's a good thing to have. Mm-hmm. But I was curious. I have never really gotten to ask you, have you like tinkered with the QPP logo? Have you been interested in doing that or any of that kind of thing as far as your own logos and stuff?
Oh, that's really a neat question. I appreciate that. So, you know, the first day I walked in here as the owner, I turned to Tracy and said, what's your favorite color, Tracy? You know, and she's our designer extraordinaire over here. And she's just tremendous. And she said, green. And I said, okay. So within about, within a month, the whole place was painted green. the logo had, and I had her design a new logo based on that. And at that point, so yeah, we changed the logo within a month of me owning it. We changed it some, but the parent company that owns Quality Plus Printing is my LLC, and it's Wicked Awesome Media. You know, a little tag out of my home state of Maine. You know, So I use that once in a while, but we also have a new little spokesperson in my grandson. His name is Atlas. So I've used his picture. If you go to a Raptors game, you'll see his face on the fence because I put a banner up with him on it.
Yeah. So
I told my daughter he's an unpaid official spokesperson.
And yes.
She's trying to collect money, but I told her she has a big tab before.
Yeah.
So Alex, but also we also have a little mascot named Toner, who's a squirrel. That we use in some of our marketing as well.
Toner is a great name for a mascot. Yeah. Oh, that's a good name.
So you'll see him out and about more and more. Maybe he'll even talk on the radio someday. We'll see.
Looking forward to that. Yes. Looking forward to that. Right. And, so, you know, one of these days, interviewing Atlas, too. I'm looking forward to interviewing Atlas one day, too.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's my pride and joy, our family's pride and joy right now. He's just turned 6 months, so he's doing good. I love marketing, James, as you know, and we try to get out, and when I do an ad or something that we put out to the public, I don't want it just to be a simple thing. I want it to have fun with it, and using Atlas and Toner and things. I think it just gets people, and the sign that we have out front, the billboard that we use and put up different sayings on, it gets so much feedback on that.
I mean,
we do a heck of a job printing, and Tracy's the best designer in Wisconsin, and she just is. And so I'm proud of the product we produce, but I also want people to get involved with what we do. And, you know, we want to be part of the community, and we get to have some fun.
And it shows that you're having fun. Mm-hmm. And that is part of the reason I think I'm positive that you guys are getting the business you are, of getting the feedback you're getting and stuff, because that's contagious. People want to work with people like that. People want to advertise with people like that and such. Phil, we really appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much for the time. Did you have something, Katrina? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say that it shows when you enjoy what you do.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing, Phil.
Right.
And so keep up the good work.
Every day I come in here, it's like, gotta charge myself up, you know, because we gotta do a good job here, but I try to charge up my team up, you know, and they're all great people. That's not hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a smart boss, you surround yourself with people better than you, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's the key, and I'm so happy I've been able to do that. You know. And so that lifts me up every day. So that's what we try to do.
I can relate to that, Phil. I made sure to hire people that are way more talented than I am and very good at what they do. So it rises all the boats up.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make me worry a little bit about my security, my job security. I mean, right. Melissa and Seth are very good at what they do. But, you know, you'll deal with that problem later. Mm-hmm. I'll deal with that later.
Right. I mean, if it's successful, you know, you'll go along for the ride.
Yes, know? Yes, yes.
You know, and you will. And obviously, you're awesome talent yourself. But that we're very lucky to have in this community. So, thank you for what you do, and Katrina, you too, and keep it going, right?
Check is in the mail, Phil.
Move forward.
Yeah.
Check is in the mail. join our friends over at QPP right now. They're open right now. Phil, we appreciate the time. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
Sounds good, James. Take care.
You too. Phil Hartley joining us right there. Always love talking with Phil. Mm-hmm. Our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Sonder.
I liked learning that his LLC is called Wicked Media or Wicked something, which brings in the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yes.
I didn't know that. So that's a cool connection.
And, you know, Phil being from Maine originally, I like the connection there. That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to Phil. You can see that sign. You can see Baby Atlas. You can see all of this and bring your printing needs to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. They're at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call at 423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, QPPrinting.com, and follow them on social media. Not only are you going to see that cute baby Atlas and everything, you're going to find out all the different things that they have going on over there and how they can help you with your business or your personal you know, life or gigs that you have going on. Anything, all the above, bring it to our friends at QPP. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
The message is perfectly simple. The meaning is clear. Don't ever stray too far. And don't disappear. No, don't disappear. Ever had the feeling?
I just can't get it though. I just love this song. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, everybody. You're lucky it doesn't keep playing. Otherwise, I'd just keep playing it. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the song. There's certain songs, they bring you right back.
Oh,
the music is a time machine.
Music
is. For a moment there, that beat, because I don't know what's going to play on the bumpers. So as soon as that beat kicks in, I am, especially talking breakdancing earlier, I'm 10 or 9 years old again, trying to do breakdancing moves with a song.
That song?
Not that song, though. With a song like that.
Okay.
I am either by myself or I'm practicing with a broom how to slow dance.
Okay. I was like, breakdance to that song? Really? What?
All the kids that that I hung out with were older than me. And so they were into, like, you know, girls and things like that.
So you feel like I have to do that?
Yeah. But I didn't know how to, I didn't know what to do. I didn't. Yeah. The first girl I kissed and ran. I'm sorry, she ran. Was it? Yeah, no, no. Yeah, because she ran. Because with my dad, the first girl he kissed, he ran.
Okay.
And that's so who I learned
family.
It from.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Somebody's got to run. It's normal if you run, okay? She must like me then, right?
apparently, this is the male-off way. Yes, yes. It doesn't make any sense, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't make any sense either, Katrina. Proper hygiene can seem like a pretty cut-and-dry system. Pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. Until you realize that almost everyone has a different policy for something.
That's true.
We are not all playing by the same rules here.
No.
A recent poll asked 8,000 people. Nice, nice, good amount of people right there.
Yeah.
8,000 people, how often they rewear socks.
Oh, socks.
Which is interesting because it isn't quite as gnarly as underwear, but it's a lot more gnarly than, say, a sweater or a t-shirt
sure.
or something.
Yep.
33% of people said that they never rewear socks once they've been removed. 30% said that they maybe rewear them once if they feel like they're clean. And 12% said that they will rewear them, quote, only if I take a shower in the middle of the day. However, 22% said they wear their socks multiple days.
Mm-hmm.
And 3% of people claimed they never wash their socks. This is wrong. Like, I am never going to tell you what to do with your life or anything like that. There is nothing in life outside of hurting other people that I would ever come out and be like, hey, this is this or whatever. And
the
stuff.
Stinky socks.
I know I get on my soapbox sometimes, but I truly do that from a I want everybody on this soapbox with me kind of mentality. And if you don't believe in what I'm saying, I still back you and I got your back and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Not on this.
Not on dirty socks.
Two things. Flat earthers can't do it. Can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't do the flat earth thing.
Yep.
Let's move on. We figured this out ages, centuries ago that the world is round. Can we move on, please? There's enough division in life. I can't handle that one. I will sit there and listen to you try to convince me that Sasquatch exists for hours and I'll be engaged and I'll care. The flat earther thing, I can't do it. I'm sorry. No, can't do it. And wearing socks multiple days. Mm-hmm. Can't do it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I can't back you on this one.
Yep.
You're on your own on this one, everybody.
Okay, well, what if a person puts their shoes on and is maybe in socks for like an hour, like a walk? They're not sweaty, something like that. And they're not, it's not like a full day use of socks.
Completely different. Then, you know, go ahead and reuse those.
Okay.
You're just wasting a wash, you know, a cycle there for no reason if you haven't really gotten your use out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But we know when we've gotten use out of our socks.
Oh, yeah.
We know. We can feel it. We can smell it. And if you know, then yes, you cannot put those socks back on. If there is even, if you are smelling anything other than laundry detergent from your socks, chances are you should not be rewearing them. And we're not just doing this for you, everybody. We're doing this for the people in your life. We're doing this for your loved ones, for your friends, for your coworkers, because trust me, they notice.
Mm-hmm. And then your shoes are going to stink, and they're always going to stink. That's another thing, too.
Yeah. I would I don't know anybody like especially this is interesting to me too, coming from to be blunt, growing up poor, mm-hmm. where we didn't have a ton of socks, we didn't mm-hmm. have a lot of these things. So for the fact that we never did this, like when we could have, understandably, you mm-hmm. know, worn socks multiple days or whatever, because yeah. I only got five pairs or something. But this never happened growing up. Mm-hmm. Not just with me, but like any of the poor kids I grew up with mm-hmm. Didn't do this.
Yeah.
So nobody's got any excuse on this one.
Right.
I'm sorry. Wash your dang socks. Yeah, wash it. It's not a big deal. This isn't hard. I would say, though, this is a great way of, like, if you want to keep people away from you, if you're looking to do a little of that.
That might be.
It might be. Mm-hmm. It might be a way of doing that without being too rude. Like, maybe you don't want to say, hey, don't bother me to somebody. So this is a way of doing it without having to actually, like, put words to mm-hmm. it.
Yep.
I'm really trying to spin this.
I like it. We'd have a positive on it.
We will take a break. We're going to come back next hour with some entertainment news, some good stories of the day, some local good stories of the day. And that ain't right story that you got to hear, everybody. We got a good one coming up for you.
I'm excited about it.
All that and more coming up right here on
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.